Philip Sample Pierre, the surgeon care. Today's date is 10/09/2023. Dictation is for Mr. John Finney. Finney spells F-I-N-N-E-Y. John spells J-O-H-N. Date of birth is 03/02/1964. There's a 59-year-old gentleman here with ear pain, period. Patient stated this has been going on for approximately 3 days. He says before this started, he was having pain and pressure in his face with runny nose. Stated that he works in a welding shop and is exposed to smoke from his welding stuff and dust from his welding stuff on a routine basis. And said he usually gets sinus infection around this time of year at his work as a result of being exposed to the stuff at his workplace, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports runny nose. Said discharge from his nose is green, sometimes clear. Next line. Patient reports pain and pressure behind his cheeks, behind his eyes. Next line. Patient reports decreased hearing in his right ear. Said he feels like there's a fullness in his ear, as if there's fluid in the back of his fluid in his ear, period. Next paragraph. Denies neck, correction. Next line, denies stiff neck, denies neck pain, denies throat pain, denies shortness of breath, cough, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 98%, room air blood pressure 142 of 85, pulse 81, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph. Face: no erythema, no edema. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Ear, right here, has erythematous TM with purulent effusion, dull light reflex, no tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. He has palpable and the tender right anterior cervical nodes, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert, oriented times 3, cranial nerves to return as normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion, he bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute otitis media, right. Assessment number 2, right ear pain. Assessment number 3, acute rhinitis. Now assessment number 4, acute sinusitis. Assessment number 5, elevated blood pressure, period. Next paragraph. Patient was given the following medication in the clinic today: Rocephin 1 gram IM, dexamethasone 10 milligrams IM. He was observed in the clinic for approximately 10 to 15 minutes and then reevaluated. He reports improvement. He is comfortable with my discharge plans, period. Strong return precautions were given. He was advised to go to the emergency room if we were closed, period. Next paragraph. He was sent home with the following medication: 1 amoxicillin 875 milligrams, 1 PO BID 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Zyrtec, 10 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 10 days, number 30. Advice to increase fluids to come back to clinical force. Go to nursing emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.